Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning.
My pleasure.
Now, as I mentioned there, the Mayan long count calendar, a lot of people were very concerned back in 2012. The wrapping up of this calendar meant we were about to see some form of cataclysmic events that would sort of wipe us off the face of the earth. Why? What led to that interpretation?
As far as I can see, it was just a lot of hype. We also had a terrific panic around about the year 2000 because the calendar was about to tick over to a new era. And the fact that the calendar had been misjudged by 6 or 7 years when it was originally set up, and so we'd actually missed the year 2000 by 6 or 7 years, just didn't bother people. I think the real thing is people really think that the world takes notice of the way we measure it.
What is it about the apocalypse, about these kind of end-time scenarios that does seem to capture the imagination?
Well, I'm not sure. I think there are different ways of thinking about time. You can think about time as going in great cycles, and I suspect that's the way most of us start thinking because the annual cycle of the seasons sort of embeds that in our minds, and so we wonder whether there's a bigger cycle going as well. And various cultures, the Egyptians had the Sothis cycle based on the rising of Sirius, and various Greek astronomers had what they called a great year of between 26 or 36,000 years, depending on which Greek astronomer you talk to. Various people talk about the universe going through great cycles like that, and perhaps it's like the phoenix myth that the earth will be reborn. Perhaps we'll have a return to a golden age. So that's one way of thinking about time. The other ways of thinking about time are basically that time starts somewhere and is going somewhere. That's, if you like, linear time. And modern physics and the ancient Scandinavian myths both argue that the universe is running down over time and at the end it'll be reduced to chaos. Whereas the Judeo-Christian and Islamic traditions suggest that history is going from a beginning to a climax in the Last Judgment or something like that. So different cultures have different ways of noting the significance of the patterns in history, if you like.
It's quite intriguing to me you mentioned the other ancient cultures there, like the Scandinavians, like the Egyptians and such, because, well, as you say, with the Mayan interpretation, it seemed like a lot of people building something out of nothing. The Mayans seemed to think, well, 5,126 years seems like a pretty good place to wrap up a calendar right there. And we're pretty aware of the Judeo-Christian myths, but those other ancient cultures, it's certainly not a new sort of obsession, you know, nuclear weapons, zombies, whatever else these days. It's certainly not a new idea.
That there'll be some sort of cataclysmic event. Mm. No, that comes back all the time. It's intriguing because all the different cultures do it different ways. The Mayans started with a 360-day year and then counted in 20s and 400s and 8,000s, and the Egyptians and the Greeks did it different ways. But in all these ways we're looking, people start with looking at the seasons, then start looking at the stars, and then start looking for the big patterns in history, if you like, that we can pin to the ways nature develops. And when nature gets round to the beginning of a new cycle, we expect something to happen. And I think when we're, like we are in our culture, really worried about the way history is currently going, we expect either that there'll be a disaster, that everything will build up to a climax, or that there'll be a big change coming, which may be perhaps for the better. One way or another, we're waiting for something big to make things change because of patterns we've deduced from the way the calendar works.
You know, not to downplay any of people's concerns about, apocalyptic scenarios in the future right now, but is there a bit of ego that feeds into this, that people are so convinced, oh, I am so important personally, the end of times is likely to wrap up in my lifetime as opposed to all these other proposed dates in the past?
I think there's a lot in that, and I think the other thing that factors into this is that there's no fun in predicting that the end of the world is a long time off. There's no excitement in that. There's one intriguing example of this, because people have been predicting the end of the world based on the Book of Revelation and the Book of Daniel for centuries. And as far as I know, virtually all of them have said, and it's coming real soon now. And so far, all of those people have been wrong. But there is one exception to this. Sir Isaac Newton, who was deeply interested in Bible chronology, predicted that the end of the world, he predicted this in 1704, he predicted from the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel that the end of the world would not come until 2060. And he said explicitly he was not doing this to ridicule the whole thing, but to make silly people stop saying it was coming soon. So if we're looking for the next big option for the apocalypse and the end of time, well, Sir Isaac Newton's got as good a chance as anybody.
That sounds like a hot tip right there. Chris, thanks very much. Do appreciate your time. It's a fascinating chat.
My pleasure.